Hello. As you deal with this infection, it's important that everything possible be used to help you regain your health. This includes using your mind and intentions to get well. Directing thoughts towards healing and using your mind in this way helps strengthen your immune system. And you need your immune system to function at proper levels. But with infections like this, sometimes your immune system overreacts, which can do more harm. Your immune system has good intentions for you. It just sometimes gets a little confused. This relaxation process is designed to help you add your mind to the amazing work your healthcare team is already doing. You are in a place of healing, and you can feel the healing intention of your healthcare team in their voices. You can see it in their eyes and in their touch. You can feel their healing intentions and the healing intentions that your family and friends are sending to you. Adding your mind to their healing intentions and work will be a powerful resource for you to recover. So let's begin. If your eyes aren't already closed, close them. Close your eyes, focusing on your eyelids. And as your eyelids are closed and you're focusing on your eyelids, you can find that your eyes may gaze upwards ever so slightly. Just let them. Now take your mind into your body and focus all your attention on your right arm. Consider just your right arm. Only your right arm, from the tip of your shoulder all the way down to the tips of your fingers. And as you focus and consider your right arm, let it relax so that it becomes limp and heavy. Now consider your left leg. Focus all your attention on your left leg. Focus your attention on your left leg from the hip all the way down to the tips of the toes. And let it become limp and loose. Now consider your right leg. And focus your attention on your right leg. As you focus your attention on your right leg, it becomes loose and limp, easily and gently. Finally, focus your attention on your left arm, from your left shoulder all the way down to the tips of your fingers. Your left hand relaxes, loose and limp. Your left wrist is heavy and relaxed. Your left elbow is relaxed. Your left shoulder is relaxed and limp. Now let all the relaxation from your left arm, your right leg, your left leg, and your right arm come into your abdomen and chest. Now let all the relaxation from your left arm, your right leg, and right arm come up into your neck, scalp, and face. Good. Now I'm going to count backwards from 10 down to 0, and your body will continue to relax from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. 10, 10, muscles of your scalp and face relax. 9, into your neck and shoulders. 8, down your arms from your shoulders to your elbows, elbows all the way at the very tips of your fingers. Seven, muscles of your upper back relax. Six, the relaxation flows into your lower back. Five, muscles of your upper legs relax, first the fronts and then the backs. Four, all the tendons and ligaments around your knees relax. Three, into your lower legs. Two, down into your ankles and heels. One, up into your arches and all the way out the very tips of your toes. Zero. I'll give you a moment there. Good. Now your body and immune system have been doing a really good job for you. And you can start to thank your body and your immune system for all that they are doing for you. You trust that they have a positive intention for you. Now, as you send gratitude to your immune system, you start communicating with it. You remind your immune system that it has access to ancient healing power and knowledge. And with this knowledge and healing power, it can function at peak levels while stabilizing itself. This healing work of your immune system is calculated and precise. Although it has been attacked recently and caught by surprise, your immune system can now be more focused in its healing power. It has done a good job, but can now respond with precision as it identifies the infection and carefully heals you. And your health is already improving as your immune system is stabilizing, fighting the infection with alertness and focus. Now let's work on your breathing and your lungs. With this infection, breathing may be difficult. If breathing is difficult, it is because there's swelling and fluid in your lungs. And when there is fluid, it's harder for you to breathe, harder for your lungs to bring in the refreshing oxygen. Now, as you take your mind into your lungs, let's start by relaxing the muscles of your airways, relaxing the muscles of the tubes that lead and go into your lungs. These airways that go into your lungs have muscles. And just as you relaxed your legs and arms, focus on relaxing the muscles of your air tubes. Good. Now let's work on removing the extra fluid that's in the air sacs of your lungs. Your body's able to do this for you, but you'll need to help it with your mind. As you take your mind deep into your lungs, Imagine that extra fluid draining out of the air sacs. Now, the body, your body, has a way to do this. It has a way to remove the extra fluid. You can help it by imagining the fluid draining in any way you would wish, perhaps as with little faucets draining the fluid or buckets scooping the fluid out of your air sacs and draining it. Your body knows just how to do this. And you can help your body with your mind by imagining it in any way you wish. I'll be quiet for a moment while you do this. Fluid drains and is taken away by your blood system. Now that's the fluid in your lungs, but there's also fluid around the deep parts of your lungs, around the air sacs of your lungs, deep in your lungs. And this fluid or swelling blocks the rich, nourishing oxygen from going from your lungs to your body. Now, your body knows how to reduce this swelling that's deep in your lungs. Your body knows what to do. As you take your mind deep into your lungs, you can remind your body that it has the tools to drain and calm this swelling, so that the rich, nourishing oxygen can once again easily enter from your lungs to your body. Perhaps using colors may help. Imagine a nice, pleasant, cooling color. And as you imagine a nice, pleasant, cooling color, you can imagine it filling your body. Now send that nice, pleasant, cooling color that's filled your body, just send it deep into your lungs so that it flows around the air sacs and starts to cool and calm the swelling. And as it cools and calms the swelling and inflammation, the area around your air sacs is filled with that same cool, pleasant, calm color. I'll be quiet for a bit to let you do this. Now let's use your mind to start repairing some of the damage that's occurred to the lining of the air sacs deep in your lungs. Your body has the ability to repair itself. Your body has special cells in it. These cells are called stem cells, and these special stem cells are just waiting to be called into action. They're waiting to be called into action to become whatever cell is needed. The lining of your air sacs is delicate and thin and moist. At times like this, this delicate lining has been damaged by the infection. So these special stem cells are the perfect tool to call into action. These special stem cells can be called into action to become and build a new lining for your air sacs. And as they're called into action and respond, move into your air sacs and start rebuilding the lining. This starts the reparative process. So now, call to action. Rally these special stem cells to go in your air sacs and become a new, clean, fresh lining for your air sacs. The lining of your air sacs starts to repair, starts to rejuvenate, starts to return to its moist, elastic state. As your lungs return to a healthy state, there's much to be done, but your mind helps with all of this. Your mind helps your immune system to stabilize. It helps the muscles of your airways to relax. Your mind helps the deep air sacs in your lungs that are filled with fluid. It helps them drain. It helps reduce and calm down the swelling around the air sacs. And it helps the lining of your air sacs repair. And with this reparative process, the nourishing oxygen that your lungs so generously give to your body, that nourishing oxygen, which is a rich gift, it easily transfers from your lungs into your body. And you are filled with gratitude as your body functions at peak performance in the healing process. Now imagine a day in the future as you continue on your healing path. Imagine your breathing becoming easier. Imagine your lungs filling calmly and completely with the rich, nourishing oxygen. And imagine that your body receives the oxygen and thrives. And with each breath, this becomes easier and easier. Now imagine a day further in the future when you're already healed. Imagine seeing your family and friends. Imagine your strength returning. Fill in those details for yourself. Make them rich and vivid. I'll give you a moment to do that. Good. Now come back to the sound of my voice. And in a moment, I'm going to count from one up to the number five. And as I do, you'll bring yourself up and out of this relaxation, bringing with you calmness, focus, and the healing process. Number one, coming back to the room around you. Number two, coming back into your body. Three, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Four, your face feeling as if it were bathed in fresh spring water. And five, continuing on your healing path, nice and calm.